Did you know that when you meet a horse, it holds a mirror up to you? Well, I'm not talking about a horse actually holding up a mirror to your face or to check your hair or anything like that. Although that would be quite funny. That it's more a reflection of us internally that I'm talking about. Now, Alice Field from Leading Edge Life Skills, Equine Assisted Learning, joins us now.
We're actually teaching people tangible skills. For example, we might have a session that's on communication or leadership or team building, and we're using the horses to help us, you know, build those skills. So it's based on a theory called experimental learning, which is learning by doing. So it's getting people out in the arena with our horses and using them to teach that skill. But obviously it has the therapeutic benefit, like being with animals.
What is the power of horses and human interaction?
So first of all, they're prey animals. So, you know, right from birth, they develop really, really astute senses. What they pick up in their environment, and when we're in their environment, they're picking it up from us, is much more subtle than what we can see in ourselves and other people's. They react to, you know, the really subtle nuances in our body language, and even to the extent that they're picking up on our, you know, our heartbeat, our emotions, our feelings. And when we're able to interpret that and interpret their reactions, it's really teaching us about ourselves. So we use the horses in our programs really as a mirror. So a lot of what we do as facilitators is helping people stop and pay attention to the horses and understand what the horse is telling them about themselves. So they pick up on things like fear, or, you know, people hear that one quite frequently, but things like incongruence as well. So if we're, for example, teaching leadership and someone's trying to lead the horse and they're physically doing it, but internally they're thinking, I can't do this, I can't do this, there'll be things in their body language that they're not aware of that makes the horse uncomfortable. And if a horse doesn't feel safe, they're not going to do it. So we always get these great kind of teachable moments from the horse where we can stop and say to the participant, you know, what's happening for you, how are you feeling? And they really realise, you know, a whole new level of body language and awareness about themselves. It's so fantastic. Yeah, it's amazing.
And have you seen the change in people that have started working with the horses?
You know, everyone will have that minute or two or that experience where they really connect with the horse and they feel like, you know, they're understood and they're not judged, you know, all of those great things. And we've been working with a couple of different youth groups. So we've now had our first group of teenage kids. Watching the difference from them in the beginning of the program and the end of the program is worlds apart. In our debrief at the end, we work really hard to kind of parallel that back to their life.
That's amazing.
Come on. Sorry, I'm just, one of the horses was lying down, but I think he's just having some sun. Bless him. So cute. And we hope to have a model where, you know, people who can afford it, so corporates, for example, can come in, and then also, you know, if they've found it valuable, they can give back by, you know, sponsoring a horse or sponsoring a child through an 8-week program or,
I think.
Because it is one of those things, like horse riding, particularly in suburban areas, it's, you know, it's not a cheap thing to do, and it's not, you know, it's not a common thing to do. So we're really working hard at how do we balance the, you know, the profit we make with the work that we're really passionate about, which is mainly, you know, the youth at risk and women and families.
Thank you, Alice Field from Leading Edge Life Skills, talking to us about equine assisted learning.